Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the second episode. This is our concept episode, naming this one Views from Millennial. I really feel like this is going to be the direction we go in. Pretty much, to make it short and simple, you're just getting the mindset of a millennial. So I'm your host again, Isaac, and to give you kind of verification, born in 96, along with...
Kinsley.
When you was born?
2000.
Are you... Shelly.
Shelly, 1998.
Devin, 1997.
Dog.
We old, bro. Y'all old.
Like,
Kevin said 2000. I was going to say like 1999. He said, 2000.
I was going to say, like, the first thing we could talk about is like throwbacks, like what it was like growing up.
Not good if R. Kelly was
born. Bro, that
I feel like Shelly
would be
like a prime suspect.
Like, you know what's sad, man? Cause like they really starting to become where, you know that saying, "Ye either die a hero, you live long to become a legend." A lot of folks should have died, man.
Yeah,
Cosby should have died.
They a
legend. R. should have died. A lot of folks just should have just died off.
Surprised me, Jocelyn ain't died, but he still walking around. He was a walking AIDS bomb at one point, wasn't he?
Who?
Magic Johnson. He had AIDS at one point.
He still do.
You saying AIDS bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said he still got it technically, like.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd be scared to play basketball against Matt Johnson because, like.
Oh, shit. And if you think about it, too, like, you will get cut.
Sweat.
It won't even realize it. Like, if you sweat on. Oh, God. You got to cut the arm off.
No. What I'm talking about. Nigga, sweat out of my eye. Wait, don't you got AIDS? What? Oh, shit. He's not in hospital.
No,
what?
I would hate to play defense against Magic Johnson.
How's Dwight Howard?
Bruh. All right, hold on. Before we go into basketball, name me something from your childhood that you don't see no more.
Beyblades. I don't see that.
Ooh, boy.
I don't see that shit.
You took me back. Listen, and it's funny because it was just a little top. But damn it, if you watch that show, oh man,
your imagination going crazy.
Listen, niggas were dislocating their shoulders, letting that thing go off. Like you just thought it was something special.
Giannis, yes, harder you rip. I'm battling everybody.
Like, it's funny because with Beyblade, I had the ring, and I bought multiple Beyblades, and I would change the pieces out and put other pieces.
All right, so here's the question, right? How many pieces was it? Or was it pre-built, or did you have to build it?
I think you had to build it because they come in with the little screw thing.
Okay. And how many pieces was there?
Four.
See, nah. You know, Devin, when we had Beyblades, the first, because you probably had when they brought it back.
I had when it, like, Mel Fusion was out.
Yeah, nah, I'm talking about Beyblade. That's it.
I know the original show, but I wasn't out when the toys was out.
So when yours kind of little, when they were big ones.
They was kind of little.
Oh, no. Ours was a big one.
You had
y'all's was plastic, wasn't it?
No, yeah, but you had about 20 pieces. I know because I had like four of them. Let you miss, like there was a little spring that was part of the top. You misplaced that, Beyblade don't even work. Like $30 down the drain. Moz was pissed, man.
I watched that show before, but I started buying the toys when Mel Fusion came out.
Yeah, but I love Beyblade. See, I could have got more efficient with the little ones. I appreciated them more when they was little and stuff. So I ain't gonna lie. Then I want to put out that big ass, that big thick ass Beyblade in pocket light. You trying to Beyblade?
Yeah, niggas would dead ass do that shit.
When they came, oh, up, I was like, yes.
That go back to for me, not kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh, but more so like the cards.
You should
like,
collect Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, what?
To me, I was too retarded for Yu-Gi-Oh, so I never could really.
No, here's the thing, cause I collected the cards, never even thought about playing the game.
Bro, the game is so difficult. I was playing against somebody at school. It's so many different rules, bro. Because you could be on the attack, this card could be on defense. You could put a spell out that lasts so many moves. It's so difficult. You just have to remember everything, and then you got to remember your life points. So you got to remember everything.
So, man, I'm thinking it's like a TV show. I love the man. I was like, no, sir. No, not at all.
What do you remember? The show was boring. Like, the whole time I played my tech card defense. I'm like.
And it's kind of weird. He's a kid. Then he turned
into. That's the first kind of, like, suspense, like, for kids, though. Because back in the day, like, oh, your life point's almost good. Commercial break. Oh, he about to get murked. Then he come back.
Yeah, I love the way they used to fly back with all that life points on. They just, they fall back and get defeated. I'm like, were you actually tired from that? Like,
Say, what you remember from growing up?
I never had them. I thought they were so cute. Those little, my little pet shop.
I remember little that. Things.
Like, again, I didn't see the point in it because I was never, like, a Barbie. You know, I didn't, like, play with stuff like that. But I was like, oh, it's cute.
I'm going to tell you something because I was that dude that had girl cousins and she'll bring over her on Barbies and whatnot. And then I would just use them to fight, like, wrestlers and whatnot. So it would be, like, Barbie just getting shot by, like, Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe. Like, you playing Barbie dolls? Yeah, bro, I need hostages. Like, come on, like. No. Who remembers, like, wrestling back in the day?
I kind of remember back in the day. Nowadays, I don't watch, but I remember back in the day wrestling.
Me and Shelly still keep up with it, but back in the day, though. Probably like John Cena and all them.
The Hardy.
Hardy Boys.
My favorite all time was the Great Khali. I don't know what it was.
Are you serious?
Because he was so, he get that movement. He crushed Rey Mysterio's head and then start bleeding. I was like, oh, he
ain't do nothing, though.
Hey, it doesn't matter. You see that big giant dude? Hey,
some short people be beating up on Great Khali, though.
The thing is, like, if you get him to his knees, he done for, because the only thing he has to him is the height and the weight.
That's what's the purpose on him.
He can't
giant,
move.
Like, he can't, not that fast, but a power.
But, yeah, going back when you first watched it, like, yo, who's stopping this man?
But the Big Show can move for a big person.
Hey, who that dude was that person that picked him up and slammed him and broke the whole arena? Who that was?
Mark Henry. Was it him?
No, because Brock Lesnar did at first, I think.
Yeah, well, they did fight at one time. I
know Mark Henry did it, but I think Brock was the first one to do it.
What, he did F5 on?
No, he was like on the top rope, and he just like.
Do you know how epic that was, seeing the arrow? Like, oh my, the Big Show. Nobody ever picked this man up. He picked him up in the boom.
Like.
It goes back to like what they're saying, like, that they don't really sing their intro, but his fits so perfectly, like, you can hear it for him.
It works for him. Man, because he wasn't my favorite at the time. I just hate how The Undertaker now compared to what he was. Because, like, there's some kid now probably watching The Undertaker, like, he's cool, but he ain't all that. Dog, when I watched The Undertaker, man, I remember he chokeslammed the shit out of people. Last ride.
Like, he would walk.
He would tightrope on the top of the rope, jump, and hit you on your shoulder. Made no sense whatsoever.
But you know the shit.
But
hurt.
Damn it, it was epic. I was like, yo, it's tough.
Every time I hear a thing, so I get kind of nervous. I'm like, oh, we know who coming. You know, anybody else ever try to do the little eye roll he did? That shit kind of hurt it. Like,
that shit creeped me out.
That shit hurt.
But no, it was really sad because, again, like, you know, me and you talk about all the time, Isaac, how his streak should not have been ended by Brock Lesnar.
Oh, like.
Just seeing him at WrestleMania last year in New Orleans, and it broke my heart because he's not the same, like, that you see, you know, throughout the years. You know, he's older now, but it's just like it was a cool experience to see him wrestle, but, you know, you could tell, you know, it just, the nostalgia of it.
This man used to, like, jump off the top rope and, like, soar through the air. And, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't like, for those who don't know, this ain't like a dude who's like 5, maybe like even 6'3". It's like a 6'6", 6'5", dude, 270, jumping like what, 7 feet in the air?
Yeah. With a hi-ya type move.
Like, come on now. That crazy.
His tombstone always
looked
like it hurt. Like.
That's always, man, wrestling's getting back to it, but man, back in the day, that shit was so much fun.
The attitude era kind of deal.
That's nah, you know where it's there. I say you know where it's Rey Mysterio. You know, he was a little bad boy, but when he started swinging on the ropes, you know, bounce off the ropes, little kicks to the jaw. I'm like, didn't like it. I knew for a fact he never hit him, but just the sound of, like, getting kicked in the jaw, I was like, I know they got to have a broke jaw.
Oh, listen, back in the day when Shawn Michaels used to super kick people, I was like, oh, he lost some teeth, man.
I'll say, out of all the wrestlers who have, like, compared to now, who do you wish, like, would have stayed longer?
Like, in their prime, or just, like, stayed in the...
Well, it could be prime. It could just be that, you know, you just wish they would have kept on before, like, you know, some BS happened and they, you know, got caught up in something. But they quit, got, you know...
Stone Cold and Steve Cole Austin?
Yeah. I like Edge.
Boy, Edge. You took the words on my mouth, man.
I wish Edge had stayed longer. Edge was one of my favorites.
He got the best theme song, too, yeah. Man. Like,
Edge was one of
entrance,
my favorites.
Everything.
Yeah, Stone Cold still, whatever it is, because ain't nothing better than he in the middle of fighting, crack cold. They drink that bad one.
Yo, after the match, yo, getting toasted. Throw me two of them, bro. Like, come on. Like, free, like, dog. That shit was tough, man. He walked down with the chain in, too, and whatnot.
Yo. He had a whole little ice thing up in the beer. He just laying on top of the middle of the mat, cracking it on the drink.
Bro, come on. The legend, bro.
How about you, Isaac?
Man, like Kenley said, Edge. Like, I think my favorite wrestler growing up was three of them. It was John Cena, of course, Triple H, and Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy.
So, for John Cena, at the time, Edge was his biggest rival. And I hated him so much. Even, like, when I started liking Batista and other stuff, Edge just always used to be there taking titles and, like, being an opportunist. I'm like, bro, I can't stand him. But now that I'm older and I still have stuff worse, like, bro, I appreciate how, like, you kept me entertained. You kept, like, you did your job because I hated you at when I was young. Now, bro, like, you got to come back. I need you to spear somebody, like, for real.
I need Batista Bond. Batista or somebody.
Who played the game?
I had the game. I had, when I first got my Xbox, I had got the WWE game. But I had it on my PSP, before that, though.
Bro, you took me back with the PSP, too, man. Like, listen, for real, fifth grade, had it in my desk playing with my homeboy. We just out here playing 2008, I think it was.
Mm.
And, like, bro.
I used to do, I had 2K. I used to do my career all that on my PSP.
I remember that jump. Y'all remember when they came out of the PSP to actually try to make it online? And I think that was something ahead of its time.
Right? It was. I know what you're talking about. Let me.
Because I think the first game was like Black Ops. They put on. They tried to make it online. I said that's way ahead of its time.
I never tried the online, but I knew you could share link because my friend had PSP and we used to share link and we used to play against each other. So like we both had Madden and we used to play Madden against each other.
I think it was that. Ooh, but they had one. They actually tried to make it online and stuff.
PSP Go.
Yeah, and then they actually tried to make it online, but that was so much ahead of its time.
I'm gonna tell you. Like, yeah, that should have came out now with the Switch.
Yeah, that should have like then PS PlayStation come out with the online PS Go. What? That thing Call of Duty.
But wouldn't the Vita be like in competition with the Switch?
Yeah, but see the thing is, because I have a Switch, and the main issue for me why I can't really consider it a handheld. Because it's awesome. Like, to me, especially if you got, like, a little kid that loves games and whatnot, that's an easy $300. Like, no question. But portability. I remember having the Game Boy DS, the PSP, throwing it in your pocket, and you're going about your day. Man, I can't even attempt to put a Switch in my pocket.
Yeah, that thing is long.
Like, for real. The goal was small and portable. So, it was dope.
The PSP in my pocket. Then it came with
the
own little case too. Case inside
of your building. With the games on it too, bro. Like, I'm ready, bro. What's up? Like, you had GTA on there too, man.
Yeah, I had all that stuff.
I missed the PSP.
I ran through like three of them. I can't lie to you. So y'all break easily though.
So everybody. Is PSP easily better than any of the DSs?
DS? I don't know.
DS had like a cult, bro. Like,
even though DS had a game, they still had other modes you can go into, like
the picked up chat.
Yeah. Confidence said, hey, for those who don't know, before there was iMessage, there was that DS chat. Like, I remember being on a field trip and folks are legit having a whole full blown conversation in the group chat. And I'm like, for real? Like, now keep in mind, like, you know, I had to be top of the game, so I had the PSP. They get caught because like they were bullying or whatnot. It's like, all right, everybody got DS, let me see it. Me and my homeboy like, we got PSPs, we can't even do that. Like, don't even look at our system, bro. Like, for real.
I remember when I first got DS. First idea, you remember when you got little doodle things you can draw on and stuff. I used to make like stick figures fighting and stuff. Like, I used to do. Had a little schedule pass and stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. I used to stay doing that, going like flip by flip, just making them and stuff. I was like, dog, that always occupied my mind. That's how I was a good child. I was in the streets, you know.
But see, even still, when you was like in the streets, like you are, playing basketball, you run around, you playing tag. Man, when last time you seen kids like just outside having fun for real?
Kids, they don't even ride bikes to go see their friends no more. I mean, I used to have to go ride bikes just to see my friends at home.
Yeah, Fortnite, bro, like
be bad before dark.
Yeah,
come
be
bad on,
before
man.
Dark.
Yeah,
nowadays I see
him
Ryan go get their
weebies
up.
Dang, bro. Well, you have some advanced kids, bro.
Like, oh, you be surprised. I'd be like, how old is you? Cause my little cousin, I'd be like, how old are you again? I don't snitch. I'm like, oh, okay.
Speaking on video games, is PS2 still the greatest system ever? Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, they started a lot of stuff. Like, a lot of games they started. I'm sad that I went to Xbox after a while and stuff on PS2. I went straight to Xbox, but yeah, they did start a lot of stuff.
So what order did you go in after PS2? Isaac. Yeah, console. After PS2, what you went to?
Skip the PS3, because that wasn't even great. So like,
no, because I'm going to tell you, the thing was, we got to go back to PS2, because that deserves a lot of clout. The PS2, I mean, the PS3 was good because after the next generation of PS3 and the Xbox 360, the Xbox, you had to pay to play online. The PlayStation, you didn't. That's why I know for me and a lot of my friends, we got PlayStation just for that fact because we didn't want to pay for online. But the 360 had better games.
I was about to say, 360 probably had better games. Didn't it have, better servers, too, and stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
For me, I went from PS2 to Xbox 360, but now I'm back on PS4.
I don't see it. I'm a PC elitist. But no, do y'all remember the NFL 3 Series?
You hear that, PC elitist? Really? You just gave us base and ain't on PC elitist.
For real, man. But y'all played on PC before. Like, come on. Is it not good?
It's good.
But don't nobody else got PC, though, so I'm going to be playing with random people online.
That thing, keep force closed. Hold on.
All right. Should be straight, man. But no, going back to PlayStation 2, though, y'all remember the Street Series, like basketball, NBA Street, NFL Street?
I still have it at my house. I still have the case, the game, all that.
Shelly, what were some of your games you ever played?
See, I was not privileged enough to get the PS2, but man. I had the original PlayStation.
Oh, come on now.
And then so,
Tekken 3, boy.
Tekken was my game. And there's something I can't even name. I forgot the name of it. But my dad was just, playing bowl or stuff like that. Like, you know, that's classic to me. And then I had the original Xbox. And then I just had a Wii. But that's all the game systems I've...
Yo, Nintendo ran off on the plug harder with the Wii.
Everybody had Wii. I promise you, everybody had Wii in the house.
All you did was you bought the Wii, and then you got Wii Sport. And that was the only game people were playing.
I promise you, yeah, Wii Sport, that was it. Ain't nothing else you need.
I mean, you got Wii Sports Resort.
But you had to buy the extra plug-in for it.
Right. And you got to keep in mind, that came out 2 years after the Wii was out.
That's kind of stupid, but hey, everybody thugging on
that
bowling though for them years.
But my nigga, I was a pro in every sport. That's one thing I could play.
Yeah. I remember that boxing on that bowling. And then the box get harder and harder. Then you really start blocking. You be throwing swings.
Dog, you just be praying for them haymakers in the neck, bro. You be real deal sweating, bro. Cause you just praying. A nigga just fall For real.
You swinging hard air. Controller flying that channel. My bad.
That Max dude hit you with that 3-piece and you just down for the count shit.
You over there shaking controller, pressing on the button, trying to get up. You know, the body's to flinch and stuff to move in, get up all the
time. Hell yeah.
Can we talk about how they look?
That shit was funny too.
No. That shit was stupid.
Everybody crying. Same edge up and stuff, just looking the edge up and stuff, same smile there was.
Head egg shaped head, so your hairline all the way at the top. that shit was stupid, man.
No, I had two of my favorites was the Just Dance kind of thing. Yeah. That was really fun because it was just fun. I didn't really have many people to play it with, but just as a cardio exercise kind of thing, that was cool. And then the Wii Fit, there was some of it was kind of stupid, but then
Is that the yoga thing?
They had a yoga on there too, yeah. But some of it really we had to do the cycling or something like that. That was a workout. I don't give a damn.
That had something with that. But then, Xbox just slapped them with the Kinect and that was a workout.
Then PlayStation came out with the Move and stuff. That kind of was a flop, but it was a good idea at first. Because I ain't gonna lie, I had it. It was straight.
It was ahead of its time. That's another thing.
Because the first game we had, that Frisbee game, that shit was so fun. Like Frisbee golf, that joke was so fun. You had to get used to the glove thing because it wasn't calibrated enough to read it correctly, but once you got used to it, it was so fun.
All right. So, continue with the throwback Thursday. Oh. Well, when it comes out, it's going to be Thursday.
Oh, oh, oh.
Okay, I got. Okay, what's some TV shows they
I'll
are
go
really
to, I'll go there. Cartoons nowadays are so stupid. Like, there, I cannot think of one that, especially like the remakes of them.
Yeah.
Like how, like Caillou, how he looked now, or how they made like Arthur.
Caillou came back.
Well, I mean, they like remade it from like back whenever it was like, you know, 2000. They had made it where, like, I get it, it's a cartoon, but it looks literally like more 2D. Like, I don't know how you do it like that, but
let's talk about the good ones first. Because I'm going to rant about how they done fucked up a couple of my childhood shows. Like, we ain't going to talk. We going to get into it. But you was about to say Cartoon Network?
No, I was going to start with underrated throwback show. You remember All That?
Is that underrated?
I feel like it's a lot of people don't talk about it when they talk about throwback shows.
I got two that I know that's underrated.
I don't. Nobody talks about it when they talk about throwback shows. When they talk about throwback shows, the first day throwback is like, you know, the popular. But nobody ever talk about All That though.
Bro, like whoever seen Dave the Barbarian come on in the daytime, like come on. We all had to stay up late at night to catch Dave the Barbarian and Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
Nah,
who ever seen those come out in like daytime?
Nah, if you was up early in the morning. That's what that show came on.
Look, you, who would wake up early in the morning?
Nah, see the thing.
Because
if you wake up, you thinking about waking up early. For me, nah, I'm staying up all night till the morning. Watch my show, they came the fuck up.
I tried that because I was a big Pokemon fan back in the day. So I tried because Pokemon was the first show that came on early in the morning. When it hit 6 o'clock, Pokemon is the first thing that come on.
You right.
And I couldn't stand it because that's like, what little kid's gonna be up that early to watch that stuff?
You gotta get ready for school, bro. Yo.
I still got up at 8 at like 7 o'clock. It didn't matter. Like,
you done missed the whole episode.
For real.
You missed the whole episode. You like, I literally turn on TV, get dressed, and watch Pokemon, but I can't. It's already over. By the time I'm waking up, it's just going off and some next lame show coming on. Like.
Well, all this is Cartoon Network. You said all of that.
No, that's Nickelodeon.
I think Nickelodeon. When you think of Nickelodeon shows, all that is in there.
Yeah.
I think of them, Rocket Power.
Rocket
Power. That show was but they made me want to ride the hell out of some roller.
So right now we on Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
You pull
some up?
No.
I can pull some up, though.
No, I was on Instagram.
I mean, it's not too throwback, but Ness, the Classified, School Survival Guide.
Fire.
That was my show right there. I think that's on the other Nick, what is it, Nicktoon?
It's probably like Nick at Night. I know they bring some of them back.
I know it was it was like different Nicks. You had Nick at Night, Nick Jr., Nickelodeon, and then there's another Nick. Cause
Nick?
Yeah,
Teen Nick.
Nick.
Yeah.
They had all them shows like Nick, School Survival got all them shows on that.
That Drake and Josh, like
yeah, they had
Fire.
All them shows on Teen Nick. That's what I love.
What was Degrassi?
Degrassi?
I never got into it.
I
never watched it.
Oh, I thought you watched it. I'm like, you don't know the white kid that watched it?
Like, never watched it.
Shelly's white and she never watched it. Like,
cause everybody, but like back in the day, like everybody, oh, the grass again.
It's cigarettes, ain't it? You know what's crazy? Nigga, I watched Zoe 101 before I watched that show.
Yo, hold on. Tell me all you want to. That show was fire, bro.
It was. I watched it. I sat there and literally watched it like, no, she didn't.
Phil from the Future. Who remember that?
Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Phil.
Come on now.
Hey, Even Steven.
Even Steven was tough.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Y'all talk. I got to get some drink before I talk about this one.
Pre-crackhead Shia LaBeouf. So.
Yeah, that one too. Hold on. Was that Nickelodeon or Disney?
That's Disney.
Disney. They kind of, you know, just...
They're known for wrecking,
yeah,
like, all childhood.
They just went ahead and threw Disney a channel away. They said, who watches this anymore? Like,
but again, like, talking about, like, Disney, too. Like, their original, like, Disney Channel movies were so much better. Like, compared to, like, you know, like, Xenon and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. How you compare that to the new Kim Possible movie and tell me that there is, like, there's a difference here. And they everything they've made from, like, maybe like 2012 and up needs to be trashed.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that Kim Possible movie, it might be something. I don't know. I think it might be something.
No. Negative.
Do y'all remember? Do you have it? Gus. Da, da, da.
What the hell is that?
You ain't never heard of Gus?
Uh-uh.
Bro. Fire. No, Gus was so fire, man. Because, again, what I think is missing in today's like TV shows is Gus and like Rocket Power and other shows, they encourage like you going out and being active. Like, you remember, like, not even a show, but you remember when Nickelodeon had commercials and they would show you like little drills or tips that would help you get better at some type of sport? Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, that. Man.
I see a lot of stuff don't even encourage that stuff anymore.
But I even remember when they tried to bring back the, when they came up with the International Day of Play.
Yeah.
Even though nobody did that, I thought that was dope.
I just went to Disney Channel.
Remember the Disney Channel, like the Disney Channel games?
Yeah, that was tough with the like, cartoon stars.
No, it wasn't cartoon. It was just like every other Disney Channel star.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. That was the best time.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, yeah, they had a whole little series. No, I was like, dog, we were so active back then. Look at us now, getting fat and old.
But, see, I feel like that's on the kids' fault. Because, I mean, even though, like, when I was riding bikes to see my friend, I mean, I had phones back then, though, but we still just went outside and just played all day, even though we had phones.
You
no, bro.
I had a flip phone.
I was like, who had going to the phones? Who had a Razor phone growing up?
I never had a Razor phone.
Never.
I had one. It broke.
You said a Razor phone?
Yeah, back in the day.
I wanted one, but my dad taught me out of it.
So. I was trying my damnedest to get one. But hold up, because going into the new age, you know they're making like a new Razer phone that's like a flip phone, but it's a touchscreen.
Razer gotta cut that out.
Bruh.
Ain't they charging
$2,000
for it?
I don't give a damn, bro. Listen.
You the type of sucker to do that shit.
Come on. Like, especially, listen, all I need is a mechanic. I can hang up by flipping it again. Bruh.
Remember the problem, everybody.
Bump the iPhone.
Probably if I had kept living it, I know. Oh, that'd be a come out. It'd be like, hey, bro, your screen failed. Yeah, I know. Hey, oh, it's split in two phones? No, it's broke. Oh, okay.
Oh, man, but that, come on, man.
Who? So who came with the little, then when did Samsung came with that little?
Galaxy Edge? Galaxy Fold?
Yeah, like, I see, is that legit?
That's
real?
$2,000. Yeah, that's coming out later this year.
I was trying to figure out, like, imagine, like, so is the screen going to be plastic or something like that?
No, it's a whole AMOLED screen.
So this some new element type shit, huh?
Like, they came around with it.
I ain't going to lie to you. Ain't nothing more crazy than, bro, you got a tablet? No, this is my phone. Like, no, it's a tablet, my man. Like,
before I actually switched, like, because my first actual touchscreen was the S4. But before that, I was doing, like, whether it was...
Damn, for real?
Yeah, because, like, before that... I had, like, it was, like, a simple phone. I had, like, I don't remember. It was, like, the NV2. Like, I had that, and I had the keyboard. And then I switched over, and it was, like, a, like, underrated phone, but it's, like, the Samsung Stratosphere. And it had the sliding keyboard. But I did not want to go to a keyboard because I just love, like, the actual way you could type on it. But going back now, man.
I'm going to tell you. What's funny is, you talking about flying on keyboards. Y'all remember the Sidekick?
Mm-hmm. Now that was a phone in my middle school days. Boy, you had a Sidekick. You was the shit and the richest nigga in the school.
Dog, I'm gonna be honest with you. I tried my damnest to find that phone, but I think it was only on T-Mobile, right?
I think so.
I had Verizon. I was pissed. I was like, oh, listen, I'm talking. And listen, Verizon ain't eating all that. Let's go to T-Mobile, man. T-Mobile got a Sidekick, man. You know, cause I see niggas how that shit flips. So I'm like, ooh, shit. Yeah, but no, you talking about your first like touchscreen phone? Man, mine was the... You remember the Joy the Incredible? Like, the Joy series? Mm-hmm. That was my first phone. That was my first smartphone. I was like, bro.
I thought Joy should have kept up. Like, they came with some dope little weird stuff, man. I've been fucked. Y'all remember BlackBerry?
Yeah.
But, I mean, BlackBerry is always going to be around for businesses. Business people always use
BlackBerry. No, I think they're using iPhones now.
They use iPhones?
I was like, how you busy you know BlackBerry?
Listen, I stay in the tech, and when they brought back like the BlackBerry, I don't think that did too well.
I ain't gonna lie, BlackBerry came back hard with something crazy, oh, I'm kicking a dough, and I'm like, oh, man, we BlackBerry down. What phone that is? BlackBerry, baby.
Listen, like you saying, like, let the podcast take off, and I need a business phone, Razor phone, flip. Yeah, what's up? What can I help you with?
This nigga just said he flipped his phone. So hold on, y'all. He just flipped his phone. Hold on.
Flipping, bro. For real, man. Come on. Not like, hold on. Flip.
Y'all made a one flip phone that can, like, you can... It was like, you could turn it. You could flip it. Turn it sideways.
I had that phone.
I was like...
like, you'll flip it up like a regular phone. Yeah. Then you can flip it to the side and it'll be like a little keyboard. Yeah. I had that phone. That was I can't remember. I can't remember.
I got confused. I was like... So that's a lot of action to do for one phone. Like,
right, dog.
See, now those were classes, but like, what the worst like line of phones would be like Windows phones, in my opinion. Like, I had a Windows phone for like a day, and I like cried myself because I could not get. Because back then, when you had like an extra phone, you had to call the activation number. And then you had to put in everything and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I need a new phone. I got like the HTC something, but it was a Windows phone. I was like, okay, this is going to be legit. I cried for 2 hours, complaining to my mom, I cannot stay this phone, and that I just needed to go back. Like, I ended up selling it, but hated Windows.
I'm going to tell you, it's funny because they used to have, I remember their commercials where it would be iPhone going against, like, Galaxy, mm-hmm. and then there'll be the Windows phone. Cause I don't think Google wasn't in the forefront of Android phone with Samsung. Yeah. So Android and Samsung be going back and forth, and then Windows would be like, "Why don't this get this? It's better." I'll look at the commercial like, "That phone's garbage." Like,
the phone's garbage. Stop.
Like, who are you fooling? Like, we know it's trash.
But that Galaxy, I mean, that Google phone, I mean, that lucky looking something serious. Now, wait a minute, widescreen.
Listen, like I told Shelly earlier. Depending on how, because see, the 11 looks dope, mm-hmm. but depending on how this Pixel 4 is supposed to look, I'm probably switching. Because, for real, let's have that millennial talk of iPhone versus Android. What's the main difference in 2019?
Nothing.
Right, that's, I've had both. I know for me, the issue with Android was, well, at least with Samsung products, was after a year or two, they were like getting real slow. The battery will just drop out of nowhere. One time I had like 50, 40%. Screen went black. Turned it on, said battery dead. I said, no, time to go back to iPhone.
But iPhone do the same thing.
I'm going to say, after a couple updates.
Yeah, after a couple updates and a couple new phones drop, iPhone do the same thing though.
But see,
I think with Samsung it was more like frequent. And stuff. Yeah. It happened sooner than you expected.
Like, I think for, like, that's one thing I do give Apple is credit for, is that they made sure their phones, even if you got, like, a 5.
That hoe gonna stay on.
Yeah, you still can use it. It may not be the fastest thing in the world, but it's gonna be usable for real, for real. But.
It's like, have y'all ever went back on your older phone and realized how slow it was? And it doesn't have to be, like, you know, God. But you're just, like, so impatient with it, you're like, why?
I went back my older phone with like, dog, I had bitches. I wonder where they at now. Like, you ever try to go back on old phone and realize, that's who the number is?
Yeah.
I'm
be so honest. You try texting on her, yeah. You try doing functions on there, you're like, see, that's how we did.
We never them kick days was. I had all of
that. See, y'all gonna get me in trouble. Like, that's what I'm gonna do.
I'll kick.
I can't die no alive.
Dog, I had about 3 kids, but dog, each one of them.
Bumping.
Ooh, dog.
Hey, what's your kit? Man, that's so easy.
Oh, in it. Like.
Dog, let me tell you. Especially like when iPhone was really popping too. Yeah. And the blue messages. Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga, what?
Kit started popping.
I was out here.
Real.
When I got my iPhone, though, I only use kit for like people with Android. But yeah, iPhone.
I just want to make the statement. I said it was. Death past 10, not no more.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're trying to bring it back. And I was like, dog, anybody ask me for my kick, I'll please get out of my face. Like, I'm not downloading kick for you to text me. Like, nigga.
But, you know, I feel like a lot of people now are still, like, having some type of messenger app on their phone.
See, I understand Facebook Messenger. That's some grown people shit. Don't come on to me no goddamn kick.
It was funny, though. You remember back when, like, Facebook was lame and shit? Like, no, even take that step back. Y'all remember, like, when social media was coming out?
Do you remember Facebook?
Oh, no, did you have a MySpace?
MySpace.
So, I never had MySpace.
Really?
I had strict parents. They didn't want me to get on MySpace. And I was like, dang. So, I missed the MySpace hype. Got in kind of on Facebook. And then, I remember, like, yeah, I remember when Twitter first became a thing. I remember when Snapchat first became a thing.
I remember
Instagram. You remember the old school Instagram?
Nigga, that
come
shit
on with the camera, like the brown camera.
That shit was stupid. New filters were retarded.
You remember when you had to for your pictures to look right, you had to go crop it yourself.
Come on, man. Come on,
they got the feature now where you can crop it, but you had to used to go crop it yourself. You had to buy Yellow apps.
Insta, they got listen, they got Insta Story, they got Insta TV and whatnot, man. Nah,
yeah,
bro.
I'm not.
They basically just mix YouTube and Snapchat together and put it on
Instagram. Bro, you know YouTube doing that story shit now? Like, I'm not finna watch no 30-second shit. I can't even watch at least 30 minutes to 40 minutes or something. Like,
they said, hey, man, don't knock it, try it, or whatever.
See, I feel like I'm so out of the loop because, one, I cannot stand Instagram. Like, because it's just pictures. But I feel like I have to use it because, like, for instance, like, how I shop or, you know, certain things you have to follow. You're really gonna find it on Instagram, you know, before you would on Facebook.
I'm telling you.
And so that's why I have to use it, but like, as in like posting pictures or even going there to like it, like, I have friends that tag me and stuff or like friend requests that I don't even accept because I'm just like, I don't even use this.
I'm gonna tell you, this is how it is. And anybody that follows me know, well, you probably don't even know because I don't post nothing. I will get on, like, let's say Twitter just starts right now. Boom. I'm a tweet for like maybe a couple of days. I'm going to go ghost. I'm going to try again. Then I just stop caring. And I just look at, I just like see what's going on.
See, I'm at the point where Instagram is like, Instagram, any social media, I don't even post that much. I might post one thing every couple of months. But my story, I might post it because like, to be honest, I'm not the low-key dude. Don't nobody give a fuck for real. And I don't know, I don't get that many views or likes. So what's the point of having it up there all day long?
Your story be nasty.
I don't care. Shit. And I ain't gonna lie, some of this stuff don't be me.
You be wild, bro.
I didn't be posting, like, when it comes to Snapchat, Instagram, I just post random shit just from time to time to people know that I'm doing good.
Hey, I'm still alive, y'all. Like, don't worry. Kizzy dead. Like, I don't know. Let's check.
Yeah, I'm still out here. Yeah. No, it'd be like that, because sometimes you'd be like, oh, snap, I forgot all about this person. Like, oh, they just popped up.
Oh, they died.
Like, listen, I guarantee you, when I posted the first episode that's available now on Anchor 2, you might as well go listen to that. When I posted that, I think that's probably, like, the first time I posted and, boy, maybe, I don't think I posted anything 2018. Tweet-wise. Maybe I might put a photo out there, but.
He said 2018.
Like, for real.
I feel like anything that's, like, relevant or, like, funny on Twitter is going to eventually make its way to Facebook. On that's a thread, true. So I'm
three
just like,
that's true.
I mean, hey, but it's new to me. So then, you know, I'll check it out then. But I can't just sit there through Twitter. It's just, it's not that for me.
That's true. That's very true.
I feel like Twitter is the best social media. I like Twitter the best. Twitter is the funniest.
Yo, no, cause going back to the thing about MySpace. So you remember when Pharrell was trying to bring it back?
Yeah,
it was like a hot second. He was trying to bring it back, and I was like, man, you know what? Let me try to look. MySpace to me is better than like, you can really get rid of Instagram and Snapchat and replace it with MySpace.
I ain't gonna lie to
you. I'll say the funny thing is now on Facebook, on your profile, at least on mine, you can add songs.
Oh, you can?
You can now?
Yes. Like,
legit, they visit your page.
Profile, music. And same. It'll have, like, the whole, like, not music video, but it'll have the whole song on there. You just pick whichever one.
Oh, that's dope. That's what I'm finna do then. I'm finna add some music on that junk. Because, bro, MySpace is lit. Because, dog, imagine you visit somebody's page. They might promote their own music. Like, they'll have a dope song. You be like, I ain't heard this song in so long. Like,
cause listen, there's plenty of times I've just been scrolling on Twitter. And they've been like, yo, this song, low-key fire. And it was fire, low-key, like.
Low-key.
For real, like.
Low-key fire, okay. I like it. Isaac, I like it. First day coming. Who made this song? A couple days later. Oh, it was him. Oh, I don't care no more now. Like, it's like,
yeah, that's cool. Bro.
With music, y'all ever just know one sentence, a lyric from the song, and you've been searching for the song for at least 30 minutes, and you get that feeling when you finally find it?
Oh, nigga, that's better than a nut. You like, I finally found it. I've been above it for maybe 24 hours.
Hold on. All right, I'm going to really throw y'all back with some shit. Y'all had to wait for the radio to play your favorite song, and you had everybody shut up so you could record that for your ringtone?
Yeah.
Like, that song came on. Shut up. Everybody, I need silence. Pull the car over. I need quiet.
I'm making this on YouTube at home. That joke was so funny.
If I go back and flip phone, listen to half new songs, I'd be like, they all muffled. You hear some noise in the background. You like, man.
You hear static and shit. No, that's all funny.
That joke was funny,
because
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't had time to buy no
30-second
songs on my flip phone.
Oh,
that shit's crazy.
Oh, this is disgusting. It said in barber school. That can be an infection.
Yo,
wrong. I really had Soulja Boy made all his money, did all the ringtones, and all the MySpace.
Soulja Boy is a genius, even though he's a retarded person at the same time. Like, Soulja Boy is that.
He might over-exaggerate a lot of stuff, but he's still a businessman and know what he's doing at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, Soulja Boy, tell him, know what you doing.
Shelly, what type of music you used to listen to?
What I used to listen to?
Not used to, what type of music you listen to in general?
I'm more of like, I don't know, it kind of does range, because I can hear anything from like rap R&B to pop, but like I kind of like alternative music and stuff like that. But again, it's just depending on the mood for real. But I like mellow stuff.
Wow, you like listening to that stuff. I'm not gonna lie to you. I like screaming metal. Like, I don't know about y'all. But yes, podcast. I am a black guy, but I like screaming metal. It's like, once you really listen to the lyrics, it really hits the soul. I'm not gonna lie. The lyrics is just... Bro, you gotta listen to it. Even though...
I'm listening to it.
even though sometimes it can be a little crazy. Like, you got some dark stuff in it. But it's like, you gotta feel it, because, you know, it's like, when you get in a dark place, it really hits the spot.
I'm gonna tell you, though. For real, like... That's some good gym music. Like, I'm telling you, like, I'm doing it, like, for wrestling interest. Play, like, the game, like, his interest music, when you get in that last set. Oh, you killing that. Like, simple, bro. Then you walk in there, like, I want somebody to try me.
See, CM Punk, which, again, I wish he, you know, would have stayed around a little bit longer. But his, like, theme... Before it went to his other one, which I forgot the name of them, but like personality, whatever. But it was Killswitch Engage, and I had listened to them like for the longest time during my emo days. So you know, just you know, being able to be like, oh, that's his song, you know, and like knowing that I listened to it, it was just really cool.
Definitely.
Especially like I can listen to some scream out, but it can't be the entire song they're screaming. Like it has to be like a. Like, you know, like calm, not calm-ish, but, you know, calm.
There's got to be a build to it.
Right.
Yeah. I got you.
Main question. RP to some rappers out there and some people and stuff. I ain't trying to diss them. Yeah, 10-9 on. I ain't trying to diss them. But my main question is this. How did Lil Peep become famous?
Lil Peep?
Yeah.
So, and Kenzie, you probably are better than this because you're younger than
me. I didn't know Lil Peep till he died.
RP. Because, like, I hear a lot of people be like, They compare, they put like XX, Lil Peep, all the people.
No,
like
stereotype. Lil Peep is just famous with emo white girls. I never heard anybody listen to Lil Peep. I don't know anybody who listens to
Lil
Peep.
Bro, you'd be surprised how many black people be like, bro, you heard Lil Peep? I'm like, who? Then when I heard it, I was like, dog, y'all can't be serious. I'm not trying to diss him. It's like, he music not my type. I'm like, dog, this is legitimately the white punk boy. Who just put a black beat on it and still sing his regular lyrics on it.
I put him different from X, because everybody know X. X got some bangers, like the one with Trippie Redd. He got a banger with Trippie Redd. Everybody know Look At Me. Everybody heard Look At Me and everything.
I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't a big X fan. A lot of his stuff, that stuff was too sad. It was like, come on, dog. I can't listen to sad music.
But his really vibe is this great vibe, right? Bro. Imagine
you Moonlight was terrible, okay?
Bro, that's a vibe. All his Moonlight. Music is a vibe.
Did you like Moonlight? Yes, of course. Did you like Moonlight, Shelly?
Yes, I did.
All his music is a vibe.
I don't think I heard it.
But then,
his music is a vibe.
Not all of it. Like there was one. Like was it like Jocelyn Flores or something like that?
Now that's depressing. I can't listen to that. I'm really sad. Now that's depressing.
Now what's weird is y'all don't like that, but I love that song because he was telling the actual story about something that happened.
It's not a bad song. I just said I can't go listen to it.
Why y'all like Moonlight?
Well, here's the question.
It's not depressing.
Can't you listen to Trash?
It's not depressing.
I'm like, what?
Can you listen to Changes?
Who?
Changes.
I don't know. I never heard that song. I feel like just because y'all like the opposite way, I wouldn't like it.
Like, I feel like you heard it, you just didn't associate it with it.
I feel like that too. Because like I said, I like that Jocelyn thing because that's the actual story and he's telling us how he feel about it. But that Moonlight shit, that was some random feeling he had coming out his ass. I kind of didn't like it.
Jocelyn song, it's not a bad song to me. I just say I can't like, if I just go in my car, I can't bump it because like, it's too sad. I might get sad.
Go to your car. I might just crash into another car. Ain't nobody been bumping out loud. Be like, I'm driving to this tree. Fuck life.
But if you listen to like F Love with him and Triviet, you gonna be in there singing. You gonna be vibing.
That was the ringtone for the longest. Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie. If you go over here, baby, I need you in my life. I'm like, come on, like, do you?
Oh, that's the song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, God, I remember hearing your ringtone. This is when my old age started to kick in.
That was my ringtone before he died. I was just like, man.
Damn. I ain't gonna lie, Triple Red, he was a real positive dude. Cause I see a lot of little clips of him playing football, the locals and stuff, doing stuff with the kid. Like, a lot of people wasn't doing that stuff for real. Like,
he wasn't done, because if you see, like, just like some of the stuff that he did, like, what's that one that really was popular of his?
Look at Me?
Yeah, that's one song I really know by heart. And even like just the music video, how he took it, it's a lot. But it does show, like, his range. And then even, like, when he spit, I seen, like, some freestyles he did. Even, like, the freshman cover one. Mm-hmm. Not the one that everybody aired. It was, like, another one he did. Mm-hmm. That one was tough. Yeah. Like,
I was going to say, it's really sad because he had a lyric that said, I didn't want to go out in public. It might get caught in traffic. And mm-hmm. He actually went out in public and got caught in traffic. So it's kind of sad.
Yeah, but RIP to Tech. He just recently passed. RIP to everybody.
Say no to drugs. Unless you like getting raped or some shit like that.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of, but I mean, it wasn't no rape type shit, but like the Paranormal Activity thing that happened last night to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what happened? Yeah.
All right, so for those who don't know, my mom passed away on Halloween of 2012, drug overdose. Okay, boom. Today is actually her birthday.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you don't believe me, so I'm a tattoo. Boom. So, anyway.
Like somebody said, no, it's not.
Shit, we shut my ass up.
So, basically, I'm at home, and I don't really, I stay with my dad here and there. It's kind of staying with my boy, you know, depending on the work situation. But it was just me at my dad's house. I had moved back home for a little while. So I go to sleep around 11. I wake up at 3 a.m. And so anyone who knows, that's kind of like conspiracy or something like that. That's kind of the devil's hour, you know, this, that, and the fourth.
What time?
3 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning.
For real?
It's like when the most paranormal activity is awake.
3 o'clock in the
morning.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was... it wasn't like dead on 3, but you know, same time. Right, so yeah. So I wake up and my TV is on. And note, the remote is near the TV by itself on the dresser.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I couldn't have rolled on, I couldn't have do nothing. Two, there were like images, like it looked like an actual like television series or something like that was on TV. My TV don't have cable. Third of all, mine's a smart TV, so the thing is, you have to, you know, decide which one you're going to go to before you even, you know, select it. So, a lot of paranormal activity happening on my mom's birthday through electronics, which, you know, that happens. And the thing is, her ashes are in that room with me.
So, I'm going to tell you, I believe in ghosts, aliens, all that shit. That's, man, that's crazy.
And I mean, I even asked my dad, because, like, you know, there's, like, you know, power surges here, and then, you know, I hook up my charger, one goes out, you know, this, that, and the fourth. I asked my dad this morning before he gets up to work, does my TV ever randomly just turn on, and maybe something like that? He said he has never heard my TV on.
Yo, besides the time that I'm here. Real quick, Kinsley, do your PlayStation just be turned on at night? Oh, it's not throwing my shit, bro. Oh, God, like.
Y'all got ghosts in y'all house, but yeah, Shelly. I already told you, don't acknowledge that just because that time frame, because I believe in that devil stuff and all the ghosts, just because of the time frame, don't fall for no stuff like that, because they,
yeah.
I think they trying to use your mom's birthday as a lure, like, you believe it might be her and trying to speak to her or accept her, and it's not going to be who you think it is.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't mess with anything like that, but it's just, you know, out of all nights that I've stayed there.
Exactly. That's why I said exactly on that day, and they picked that time of hour to try to do something, I wouldn't acknowledge. I praise her and stuff, be like, thanks, Mom, but don't try to talk to it and acknowledge it. Because if it's not who it is, then you're fucked, and I'm not helping you.
And see, like, what I was trying to figure out, because, again, I didn't know what time the TV had turned on because, again, I was knocked out cold. Right. But whenever, for instance, back in 2012 when my mom had passed, I knew it was after midnight and before 6 o'clock when I woke up. Mm-hmm. And thing is, you know, at any point in that period of time, that's, you know, that could have been whenever, you know, unfortunately it happened. Right. And so I was thinking, what if it turned on whenever, at the same time that she passed, but again on her birthday? So.
That's some heavy shit. Mm-hmm. I hate that. We need to wrap it up, but we got, I'm going to hit everybody with a quick little news lightning round, quick little topics, see what everybody's thinking about. Donald Trump got approved to build a wall, $1 billion. How do we feel about that?
I feel like the wall is not needed for him. If he really has a problem with people crossing the border, I feel like there's other ways to deal with it. I really think the wall is unnecessary. And the money can go to other stuff. But speaking of that, with building a wall, we have a lot of money that goes to the military. We've spent the most money on military out of all the countries. I think even out of the top 10 countries, if they combine them, we spend way more money than them. So even though I think we just need to reorganize how much we spend our money, because, I mean, we already got top military. I mean, ain't nobody in competition with us but, like, Russia maybe.
Man. So, I mean, see, again, I hate, like you said, I hate the fact that we're spending the money. But I want him, like, to build his wall. So when they, hey, build a ladder to go over. Like, that's something, like, the wall is not going to keep people out. So when it don't, I want to see what's the next move going to be. Like, okay, this didn't work. Now what you going to do? A second wall. Like,
it's going
to
be like those little, like, log cabin blocks.
Yeah, basically. Like, hold on. So my question is, the border thing, is that a one-sided deal for just America, or do they have Mexico also working with us about that?
I don't know the exact details.
Because if we've been working just one-sided along this for a long time, why don't Trump just go out of Mexico and talk to them and be like, yo, y'all got to stop y'all people
from, I know, doing really this. That was the game plan. He was supposed to, they were supposed to pay for it. I don't know how he was going to finesse that. But, like, hey, I need y'all to build a wall so y'all can't come in. Like,
what? No. We love Mexican food. Why we do that? Like,
like my boyfriend, he's Mexican. So, I mean, I see both sides of everything. Like, you know, I think that, yeah, I mean, there should be a better way to come over here, you know, than just, you know, how they do. But then at the same time, it's like, they're, you know, they say, oh, they're taking our jobs and stuff like that. But last time I checked, there's a lot of people of all kind of races not doing the jobs they're doing. So while they're working their butt off to make a living, to provide, to have their, you know, a better living situation for their family, you're going to complain about that? I mean, there's so many other subjects you can go on, but I mean, I think you just need to worry about yourself, because...
Facts. For real. Less of a day, worry about yourself, people.
Mind your business.
Mind your business, bitch. 21 Savage said that one.
Speaking, I don't even know how I'm gonna tie this in, but shit. Going into a lot of notes, Apex, the Fortnite killer, possibly, has dropped the season pass. I play Apex. Kansas, do you play Apex? You don't play games. Devin, do you play Apex?
Yes, it's very fun.
You fuck with? Are you gonna? You getting a season pass?
I got to, just cause I think the most creative thing they ever did in that game is like include executions for that game, and each character has his own specialized execution.
But see, I don't like it because you mess around and you'll do it. You gotta make sure it's like, cause you can't do it on the last person because the whole team gets wiped. But then if you do it on one person, I guarantee your teammates gonna come and just murk you.
See, that's where it comes to play. Like, you gotta think smarter than just trying to get killed. You gotta actually think when you play that game. Cause you know, you over trying to execute him, he mess around, shoot you in the middle. Now you looking stupid. Your team gotta save you.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
Cause you decide to execute him when y'all two just by yourselves and stuff. Knowing the team is around.
Facts.
So that game, it requires a lot more thinking than just, I'm gonna execute him in Infinity's frames and stuff like that. Like, no, that's not gonna happen, Chief.
I have the battle pass. It's okay. I got it for the PC. If I went back, I probably would have got it for the PlayStation. But it's okay. It ain't really like that much. And it's okay. Like, compared to Fortnite definitely got that a lot better.
ain't gonna lie. Fortnite came with so many skins, though. I was like, I never knew they can keep coming up with these skins.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. But they are like,
they're still going strong too.
Like, they're staying the flow the best they can. I gotta give them props for that, because they've been taking some body blows, but they're still staying in the realm of Battle Royale. Battlefield 5, I don't know exactly when it came out because Wi-Fi is down, but Battlefield 5 just came out with a new Battle Royale, Firestorm.
Elvis been playing the shit out of it.
Does he like it?
Kind of, sort of. He hates it because he's no good at it. He loves playing it because it's addictive.
How many wins has he got? Dude?
I don't know. He just started.
Tell him, because this will piss him off. I played maybe three times. I won two times out of those three.
You played Battlefield? Yeah. Like, how is he?
To me, for the people that played PUBG, Call of Duty, I think Battle Royales, this is how, because originally I was against it. Because I felt like the map was too big for Battle Royale. You'll be spending all this time walking around, this and the fourth. It makes perfect, like, to me, Battlefield was made for Battle Royale.
Really?
Yes.
You turned the whole opposite way, my like, nigga. Like,
that shit is fun as fuck. Because the thing about it is that you're going, it's like, it feels like you're, like I like about Battlefield, you're in it.
Oh, yeah, those graphics are amazing.
But it's like,
Blast alone,
you're walking, like you might be on the beach, you're going through the beach houses, you find the guns and whatnot, you keep moving, boom, that's, you know, you in the snow. Boom, now you gotta go through snow terrains and down and forth. Now you're in the farmer field. So is you're in a big map, but the map is evolving. It's staying the same, but it just feels a lot better, more fluid. So it don't feel like, oh, I've been running on this field for like 3 to 4 minutes straight. No, I feel like, okay, boom, I'm in the tundra. I was looking for people in bushes now. Now I gotta look behind people laying in the snow, behind a rock. It's a lot better.
I gotta give it a go then, because I thought it was gonna be like entirely too big and too time much consuming.
You get, it's funny enough too, you get tanks in there, you get airplanes.
What, they actually include that?
Yeah.
Gotta play it.
That's, I don't care.
It's tough. Like, I was against it.
Y'all making me want to play video.
I played it like 4 times. Loved it. Like, absolutely loved it.
Gotta play it.
That's just dope. So, Kelly, you need to play games, bro. I'm just telling you that, man.
Hey, leave them girls alone. All they do is give you STDs and get pregnant and blame you for it.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome, Shelly.
Going into a little bit more serious note, Jussie Smollett, I don't know if that's how you say his name, he got, all his charges got dropped.
Hey, man, he should be in jail, man.
That man ran off on me. What?
Who
that? That's the dude from Empire.
You know Empire, the gay dude from Empire?
Oh, the dude who's lying about being beat on and stuff?
Yeah.
To be honest, it was a fire plan. But he didn't realize Cameron was around, but you know.
Whole plan was stupid, man. Like, you talking about two white dudes beat you up. You Cam rolling, black dudes just, come on, now you
yelling on your dumb bad job.
And then,
this you is thinking, MAGA country.
Right, like, come on. And a MAGA hat inside, bro. Come on. Hey.
You just got your head jumped. I mean, that's a perfect cover, but hey, at least he was like, hey, all I would say is, I ain't gonna lie, I had two black eyes. They beat me till I saw white. Like,
you got what?
They would be. I kept seeing flashes of white. I thought white people were beating me. Like.
See, because I ain't really been paying too much attention to it, but it just seemed like from the jump that it's been, see, it's weird because who still watches Empire?
I've been watching it after season three.
I never really got into, I never cared to watch it. I watched a couple episodes here and there. Like, it's cool, but I never felt compelled to watch it.
Yeah, I was thought like some weird chick flick to watch.
Oh, like, it's whatever.
You watch the show?
Nope.
None of us even watch Empire. It's crazy.
One thing I know from Empire is whenever we had the little thing playing, and it was the songs from it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
I
that.
I never knew the songs you were playing from Empire.
It was, like, way back in, like, 2015.
Everybody like, watch Empire. 50 Cent got that jump. I'm like, man.
Last piece of news.
Oh, you watch Power?
Hell no.
I need to watch that. All I need to watch. I heard it's fine. Oh, for all the Game of Thrones fans out there, I think that's coming back soon. Anybody Game of Thrones fan here?
I think that's only you.
I don't even watch it.
I want to watch it.
I heard it's just fire. What? I've watched like a couple episodes forever. I think an episode like 3 hours. I'm like, shit. And I'm lost too. I don't know what's going on.
He said, I'm lost. Like,
well, Stranger Things season 3 coming out soon. On My Block season 2 come out this
Friday. Back up, I know you just
I think that's all the shows that's coming out soon. Everybody know Endgame coming out April 26th.
Let's go.
I'm not scheduling any of us to work. We're
going to
go see it together.
Fire. I called T. Pronto. Hey, you working today? I got it. My cat just died.
Yo, I got my king coming back. I got to be there when he come back.
Who come back?
T'Challa, bro.
Who?
T'Challa. Black Panther, my king.
Oh, bro. I was going to say.
Come on now. Oh, like, come on. King. King coming back, man. Come
he
on.
He kept saying
now.
My king. I thought, like, LeBron's coming to Columbus or something. Like that.
Yo, all right. Let that man Thanos touch LeBron. I'm going to find the real actor. Smack him up. Like, don't you dare touch that dude.
Hey, bro, you thought that shit was cool?
Like, yo, hey, you want to, hey, bop! Like, I wish you wouldn't touch that nigga again. I let you slide with the child because I knew he was coming back.
I wish you wouldn't touch him again.
For real. I'm ready for it. We were talking about it earlier. Us. Anybody see it?
I think Devin just don't try to see it so far.
Recommended? Yes, no?
Of course it's a recommended because, you know, it's a dude that wrote Get Out. So, of course, it's a good movie to see. It got a dope message behind it. You know, don't... I'm not going to spoil it. It's a dope message. In my opinion, once you see the ending and you analyze the movie, it's going to make no sense at all. And that's what kind of throws the movie off. But that's just my opinion. But it's still, you need to go see it and get your own opinion about it. But it is good and worth the money.
Could it potentially set up like a sequel or maybe a second?
I say no, there is no way. I mean, there's a way you can, but I say no, there's kind of, as I say, there's no point. Because even though whatever happened at the end, there's no point in explaining or going any further or talking about it. Because, like I said, it's a predictable movie. So, it's really no point even making a second one.
That got you. Okay.
So, I didn't like Get Out when I first saw it. But, like, after I saw it, like, again, I did like it a little bit more. I guess, like, you know, you just miss details and stuff like that. So, maybe,
maybe it's one of the movies you got to watch it more than once. But it's, like, in my opinion... The ending just threw that movie entirely off.
Because I don't think I came in to Get Out with any expectation. So I really liked the movie. It traumatized me. So I was like, all right, cool.
I think you were scared.
Dog, listen, I am. But like, nah, that put it to a different level. I was like, hold on now. This is what they trying to do.
We all not like that.
I know. But I was like, hey, I ain't gonna lie. I let y'all outside with for a little bit. I was like, hold on now. I saw somebody with a T. I saw it out their hand like, hold on, back on now. Last piece of news. Cardi B, I think everybody knows what happened. Do you know?
I saw something on Facebook earlier, but I didn't really read about it.
So pretty much, she came, an old Instagram live video surfaced of her, what was it?
A man that she used to drug.
The trap, to get their stuff.
Yeah, she used to drug them and rob them. Personally, my personal opinion on it, I think she should be in jail, and she had charges against her. Cause personally, I don't know why people are defending her, but they was talking about Bill Cosby. I mean, obviously she's doing the same thing Bill Cosby was doing, or similar to it. Not the same exact thing, but it's similar to it. So she should have charges against her if Bill Cosby did. Even cause Bill Cosby charges came so late, and then if hers is not even as much late as Bill Cosby is, so I think she should have charges, or they should look into it to give her charges for it.
In my straight facts, like, she can't have... I understand this woman empowerment, but she can't be right just because y'all feel... I'm not being bashing women, but just because she's a woman, she should be able to get away with something like that. Like,
right.
She's still a person. She needs to get the same laws and all that. Like, Bill Cosby got all the people who did it. Half the stuff Bill Cosby
did. And he 80-something?
Exactly.
He 80 got charges against him.
Bill Cosby is 300 years old, man. He up there with Morgan Freeman.
That's exactly. What I'm
saying. My whole thing is that before, because something did come up, but the thing you can kind of say is, Bill Cosby had, like, so many witnesses. I mean, not witnesses. What's the word I'm looking for?
Victims,
bam. That, you know, you had to deep dive into it.
But don't you think some of them lied,
though? I mean, of course. Yeah, they need to find out some of them.
Listen, that's for another podcast. But Cardi B, when it first came out, there was nobody saying anything. Mm. However, there is a post that I've seen on Facebook before I started the podcast
that's a dude saying, hey, he got pictures of Cardi, you know, saying that he went to the strip club. He convinced, throwing air quotes up there, convinced Cardi to go back and have a drink. Next thing you know, he went to take a pee. He came back, finished off his drink, blacked out. He was gone. When he woke up, $850 was missing. I think a Louis Vuitton belt and a used condom he found. So, if more people start to come out, because they're saying that Cardi B is, you know, drugging them and then having them have sex with transgenders. So,
the used condom. It was his ass hurting or?
I don't know. He didn't go into detail like that. Be honest with you, like,
I'm kind of scared for him.
He already took a L.O. key in my book. I don't think he want to take a capital L.
Nigga, that's what capital L. You waking up. Why my butt hurting?
Like, shit,
boy. Where my money in my belt? Oh, shit, there's a condom on the floor. Oh, man.
Yo, bro. Imagine you tell your homeboy that. You'd be like, hey, well, look at the bro. At least he used protection.
No,
hey.
He's concerned about HIVs out there. Like,
he'd be like, hey, yo, he cared. At least he cared enough not to fuck your life up. Like, he just fucked your night up. Like.
Hey. Don't come. I should know that kind of got automatic lubrication on, so at least it, like, you know, it slid in a little bit smoothly, you know, like he ain't just fuck shit up and he had a plan just to wreck some shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Bosses, no. Again, this just came out, I think, today, maybe yesterday. Today being Wednesday, so more stuff's gonna come out. Hey, if she does, she did it. I mean. I'm pretty sure she'll get a probation or something because she's too much of a cash income, too much of a revenue for, I think, people to really do, you know what I mean, like really reprimand her. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure if more people come up, she's going to lose deals. But no, Cardi B's too hot. She's white hot right now.
Hey, yeah, because that man, you remember Rick Ross lost his
Rick Ross lost the whole Reebok deal.
Man, there's no proof that he even did.
It's a line.
Put Molly all in her champagne. She didn't know it. I took her home.
And he lost it just like that. So that's proof of her doing that. She deserves some consequences for that. Like,
she should lose her Reebok deal.
Again, she got a Reebok deal?
Yeah, she got a Reebok deal.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Really? No, Lil Baby got one. Well, hey, listen. Like I said, just came out. I'm pretty sure we'll hear more about it in the near future. That is it. As far as our podcast, I want to thank everybody who stayed to listen this far. Appreciate you very much. I'd like to thank everybody for coming in, spending your time here. Again, I don't know about y'all, but I like this direction better, where we just give them like our opinions and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, like four shifts, we can still implement that into the podcast. But I just think like, this is the way we need to go. I don't like it. What y'all think?
I like
it.
Yeah.
Like, Devin, how you feeling? Devin counting. thanks again, everybody, for listening to the Views from a Millennial. We'll be back next Tuesday. And peace and blessings to everybody. I got it.